Martin Repton is the Cabinet Member for Leisure and Culture at the City Council. And Martin, let's not beat about the bush with this one. You're basically going to sign off on the velodrome, but with some ifs and buts.
Yes, on the 11th of July, the recommendation is going to Cabinet. Obviously, it's up to Cabinet to agree, but I'm fairly confident and hopeful that that agreement will be reached on the 11th of July, that we move towards the next stage, and that is to get a preferred bidder to come in. That's the contractor who will build the actual multi-sports arena, and then that's the procedure that will follow, and hopefully we'll move forward in a positive way.
So you've checked the plans to this point, your confidence that you can go ahead with this in terms of budget?
It's certainly, as I've said in the press release, what we will be doing is moving forward. We have a budget for it. We are enthusiastic about this scheme. We're really positive. It's important for us to move ahead, to modernise our sporting facilities. We're 100% behind it. The only two remaining slight issues are the foundation design for the arena, and that's got to be improved by the Environment Agency because it is a land reclamation site, and it's normal that when any developer has to go onto a land reclamation site, they have to put forward plans to the Environment Agency. The Environment Agency have to agree them, and then if that's done, that's ticked, that's brilliant. We steam ahead.